Chapter 2. Hank Wants to Make It Work. On October 23, 2008, 8 days after Mike called me into his office to tell me about the TARP job, I was in Miami Beach to attend my nephew's bar mitzvah. Karen and I were having a late breakfast with my parents when my BlackBerry started to buzz. "Neil, it's Lou Reyes. How are you?" Reyes was the lawyer from the White House Office of Personnel who had been handling the logistics of my interviews. "Good, Lou. Just down in Miami with my family. How are you?" I answered. My heart was thumping. I don't think I really knew how much I'd come to want the job until that moment. I was confident that my interviews earlier that week had gone well, but I still knew I was a long shot. "I've got some news for you," Lou continued. "This morning, Joey Greger, the head of White House personnel, will recommend to the president that you be nominated as the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program." I was speechless. Lou explained that the next step was that the president had to sign off on the nomination, and then they would do a background check. I'd have to fill out a number of forms, and then I'd still have to be confirmed by the Senate. He said the White House was putting a rush on the process, so hopefully I'd be cleared in a few weeks. He finished by saying, "One thing, you can't tell anyone. This can't get out." Though I told him not to worry, I immediately thought of my mother, nicknamed by our family Radio Free Gail, because she instantly broadcast all family news far and wide. When I sat back down to breakfast, I announced, "Well, at some point today, the name Borofsky will be uttered to the President of the United States of America." The week before had been a whirlwind. The same morning that Mike had sent my name down to Washington for the job, I'd heard from a secretary at